Dictation for Angela Ogden, OGDEN, September 28, 48. We're going to address as a letter to Jill, J-I-L-L, Gear, G-E-E-R-N-P, 833-973-4493. Dear Mrs. Gear, consultation for Mrs. Ogden with abnormal kidney function. Presently a resident of Arbor Grove, GROVE, since January. Evaluated in the emergency room a few days ago with severe anemia. Blood transfusion was given. Apparently, this is a chronic problem and has received blood transfusion in the past. She has morbid obesity, comes in a wheelchair. She's aware of kidney problems in the past. She's from the Lansing area. Few years back, apparently involved in an accident, concussion, and urinary tract infection, sepsis. Presently, weight is down, although able to eat, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, well-controlled symptoms of reflux on medications, denies diarrhea, bleeding, urine, no present burning, no cloudiness, no blood, minimal foaminess, there is nocturia, some incontinence of stress, does have edema lower extremities, severe, wearing compressing stockings, chronic ulcer on the foot, has received in the past antibiotics. She has complications of neuropathy with prior right-sided foot ulcer, Charcot arthropathy, eventually requiring below the knee amputation. Presently, no chest pain palpitations, stable dyspnea, but no oxygen, no CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, no rash, no pruritus, denies headaches or changes on eyesight. Excuse me, denies headaches. There were some problems with her eyes. She's not able to tell for sure. Apparently, double vision was evaluated through neuro-ophthalmology, apparently at Mason, M-A-S-O-N. She wears prisms, and now it has resolved. Apparently, World Cup MRI was negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, diabetes, since 1990, complications of neuropathy, foot ulcer, peripheral vascular disease, right side below the knee amputation, active ulcer on the left foot, morbid obesity, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, urinary tract infection, sepsis. She was involved in an accident May 22 with the car rollover, left-sided hip fracture and surgery done, all this at Sparrow in Lansing. Esophageal reflux, coronary artery disease, apparently heart attack 2015. She does not recall procedures, does have a defibrillator, question congestive heart failure, no rheumatic fever, no TIS stroke, no chronic liver disease, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no recent pneumonia, never had a colonoscopy, no gout or kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries including cervical cancer requiring hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries removed, no chemotherapy or radiotherapy, at the same time, appendix removed. Left ankle fracture surgery, left hip fracture surgery, right side below the knee amputation. Number five, toe amputation on the left side, bilateral cataract, defibrillator, bilateral carpal tunnel. Next paragraph. She used to smoke cigars. Cigarettes discontinued in 1971. Started smoking at age 18. One pack in a week, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, side effects to ciprobactrin and Keflex. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Lamictal, Lentas, Lisinopril, Claritin, Melatonin, Prilosec, Detrol, Trulicity, vitamin B12 and D, Xanax, Lasix, Norvasc aspirin, Lipitor, Lexapro, iron replacement, folic acid, Allegra, Hydralazine, next paragraph, on physical exam, present weight around 275-278. Blood pressure 146-68 on the right, 144-66 on the left. Length implant, obesity. I don't see any gaze abnormalities, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, no local iral wheezes, no consolidation pleural effusion, left heart device on the, heart device on the left upper chest, some premature beats, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, right side below the knee amputation, 2-3 plus edema on the left side. I did not uncover or remove the compressing stockings. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries that was done in the emergency room visit on February this year. Creatinine 2.5, few years back 1.4. Normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 17, low sodium 134, GFR 19 stage 4. Normal albumin calcium. PTH elevated 120. Anemia 6.9. Normal white blood cell. Normal platelet count. MCB 96. RDW 15. Repeat chemistries, creatinine 2.46, liver function test not elevated, normal magnesium, stool sample positive for blood, wound culture, multiple bacteria, staphylococcus, enterococcus, klebsiella, among others. I'm repeating chemistries, the day of visit, creatinine at 2.3, some improvement, persistent metabolic acidosis, reactive low albumin, normal calcium, present GFR 21, phosphorus not elevated, persistent anemia 7.8, Back in 2022, they did protein electrophoresis, no monoclonal protein. Next paragraph. There is a echocardiogram, this is from 22, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Prior CT scan at the time of the accident, cerebral atrophy. At that time, there was a small subdural hematoma on the left side, 2 millimeter. A prior EGD, the same year, gastritis. A kidney ultrasound, 2021, small kidneys, 9.4 on the right, 8.3 on the left, no obstruction. At that time, no urinary retention, no stones, simple cyst on the right side. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease, bilateral small kidneys, history of diabetes and hypertension. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. We discuss about issues of dialysis versus palliative care. AV fistula to avoid catheter infection. We start dialysis based on symptoms. Chemistries will be checked at least on a monthly basis. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Continue to monitor potential vitamin D125. Next number, presently there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Next number, anemia multifactorial. There is positive hemocolting stool. She has never had a colonoscopy. Replace iron as needed. Start EPO treatments. Consider iron infusion. Next number, metabolic acidosis from renal failure. She denies diarrhea. Next number, monitor low sodium and relatively high potassium. Next number, bilateral small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Continue management of other comorbidities by your service. Continue to follow end of dictation.